and welcome to the T3 podcast. This week, sponsored by Summer. Hello, sunshine. Hey there, Mr. Blue. It's got its hat on. Summertime. Go ahead and see what you can find. Yes, coming up on this week's show. It's Consumer Meltdown Day. 3DS and iPad 2 go on sale today, sparking insane queuing around the world. We'll speak to the queuers who've been keeping the pavements warm. Google Books falls off the shelf.
Shelf.
And we rewind the clock back to 1993 and 1995 to examine the origins of the iPad and the 3DS. And by we, I mean my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who has a permanent queue behind him. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Very well. We are.
I loved your wrapping today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's sort of a, you know, it's hot.
Jersey
it's suddenly Jeff. Become hot.
Has anyone else noticed it?
Yeah. We're all in t-shirts.
It's going to get cold again, apparently, on the weekend. But yeah.
Duncan, barely any time for a rant. We've got a global conference call about to happen. But anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah. Boris bikes.
Boris.
You know, people who live in London probably envisage London as being a kind of murder and rapist infested hellhole. But it's actually worse than that. But we do have free or inexpensive bikes you can pick up and move around. But you're supposed to dock them when you finished riding. And I docked one at the weekend, and it knackered me for the rest of the week. Not physically, but I mean, it basically refused to acknowledge that I docked it. And yes, I couldn't get any other bikes. I was actually going to meet Ree.
And, so it carried on charging you, and then it wouldn't let you rent anymore?
Well, they've reversed it now, but basically it's like a really primitive system that involves little lights flicking. It's not like if Apple designed it, it'd be much better because you'd have a touch screen, you'd be able to see what's going on. It would say you have not docked correctly, or this system is knackered or whatever. Although also, if it was made by Apple, you'd have to, like, the wheels would be triangular.
And you'd only be able lasers.
You'd only be able to ride your bike on special rails that Apple have laid down, but you know.
Okay.
But it was so. Do you know how they fix this problem with this high tech system they've got? A man has to go down to the dock and confirm that you have docked it and you're not lying.
Old school. Excellent. Well, anyway, it is iPad 2 day and 3DS day. The 3DS went on sale at midnight. Just to confuse everyone, we're pre-recording this.
When you say, you mean
by the time. So Friday.
For us, it'll actually go on sale in a few hours' time. But for people listening, it'll already be on sale.
So we're traveling into the future.
Yeah. Online orders for the iPad 2 began at 1 p.m. and will start flying out of stores at 5 p.m. today, by which I mean Friday, okay? Of course, in order to be the first, you have to put in some serious queuing time. We've already, of course, we mentioned the first guy in the queue at New York's Fifth Avenue when it went on sale here. Here, not so much enthusiasm for the queuing. As of Thursday morning, there was no one queuing in London.
But the thing is, like, British people, we can just queue anytime we want.
Yeah, well,
it's like the national pastime. So why would you make a special effort to queue?
Well, I did get a message from Louis Franklin from Horsham, who's planning to be there in the morning, but that's no good. However, in Sydney, they are doing much, much better. We can cross now to Miles, who is in Sydney. Miles, are you there?
Yep, hello.
Miles, how long have you been queuing?
I've been queuing for, I'm guessing, approximately about 30 hours.
Good going. So when did you start?
I started at 3:30 on Wednesday.
Okay, but you are not the first in the queue.
No, I'm not.
How gutted were you to find someone already there?
Well, actually, it was the guy first in line who convinced me to queue up for the thing. I was intending to queue up.
So what, he just wanted a buddy? He just needed a queuing buddy.
He needed a queuing buddy. So I was like, yeah, I'll join you.
Awesome. Okay. And what, he was there, what, 3 hours before you?
Yep.
Okay. How are you doing for showering, you know, food, drinks, that sort of thing?
How are you going to the toilet? That's what people want to know.
Showering is out. We have toilets because we have a close, there's a McDonald's close to where the outdoor is. And
I'm guessing it's hot in Sydney.
Surprisingly, it's fluctuating. It just depends on the wind. It would be hot when there's no wind, but it just freezes so badly when it's windy.
So you're holding out. And you're keeping one of the iPhones, because you can buy two. You're keeping one. What are you doing with the other one?
I'm auctioning the other one for charity.
Oh, well done.
Excellent. So, and what are the proceeds going to?
It is going to Hands of Tokyo on eBay.
Okay, good stuff, mate. Well, that's worthy cause. Well done for being second in line at least. And is number one sat next to you?
He's close to me. Do you want to talk to him?
Go on, bang him on.
Hang on. They want to talk to you.
Oh. Why do they want to talk to me?
Number one.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi, is that Alex Lee? Yeah.
It is.
Hey, you are number one. That's why we want to talk to you.
Okay, all right, cool.
Okay, now, hold on. I had a story that you already have an iPad 2.
I do. I'm holding it right now.
Okay, so let me get straight. So you are in Sydney queuing for an iPad 2, holding an iPad 2.
That's right.
Okay, you have to explain this.
Okay, well, I got my iPad 2 in Boston.
Okay.
From the U.S. launch.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm standing in line again is I'm picking one out for my sister.
Right.
So she can't get one herself.
You were in Sydney anyway, were you?
Actually, I came down specifically for this. But
that is dedication.
That's love for a sister.
Yeah, well.
Good job, Alex.
From the airport directly to the Apple store.
Awesome, mate. Well, look, happy queuing. You're in Sydney. You could be in a worse place, really, couldn't you?
I could be in Melbourne.
Touché. Thanks very much, Alex. And thanks very much, Miles. Good day to you all in Sydney. Ah, well, that is Sydney. Okay. But
what an eccentric guy.
Yeah, what a strange guy. The real action when it comes to queuing is right here in London, is it not?
Yeah, we know how to queue.
Nobody does it better
than us. He's been holding on for a long time in the queue anyway, but holding on to speak to us is Marwan. Marwan, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, the technology works. Look at that. Awesome. Marwan Egmo. How do I say your surname?
El Gamel.
El Gamel. Okay. And where are you? Just explain. You're queuing for a 3DS, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm just in an alleyway just off Oxford Street.
How glamorous.
In an alley.
It's really beautiful down here.
How long have you been there?
Since 1 a.m.
Okay, so this will have gone on sale by the time people hear this, but you have been there, so 1 a.m, what, on Thursday morning, is that?
Yeah, Thursday morning.
Awesome, and it goes on sale, so midnight, you'll have been there 23 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impeccable maths.
And what possessed you?
I don't know. I tried the 3DS in one of the stores, and it's just magical, and I just wanted to get one, so... not doing anything at the moment, so I thought, you know,
why not?
I'll sit in the street and I'll get one. Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah,
and can I ask something?
Yeah,
what happens if it gets to midnight tonight? Well, not what, obviously you buy one, but what happens if you're still the only person in the queue? Would you feel at all put out? By
I'm not
that,
the only
or?
Person in the queue.
He's
already joined.
Who's behind you?
About 8 other guys.
Eight.
Hey. So when did number two turn up? Because I'm always intrigued by number two.
yeah. Number two and three came together at like 3, 4 a.m.
Why?
So only 2 hours behind you. So they must have been pretty gutted to see you there.
Kind of, yeah. But they're still happy to be
okay.
here.
This so
is the first time they've come out for a game. So
you're all Q buddies now, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And Nintendo looking after you?
They will be here shortly. They said they're going to bring us some blankets if we get cold and stuff like that. And there's talks of pizza.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's what you get for being first in
okay.
the queue.
And what you're? I heard you're a free runner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, and you've been scoping out what the alleyway while you're there. Are you going to make your escape?
Yeah, there's been some in this alleyway, some nice places which I was thinking I could climb and maybe sleep next to like a vent or something. But
nice.
Yeah, I just thought, it's pretty cool out here.
Cool, Mars. Well, look, hang on in there. We'll try and get back in touch with you once you've actually got one and played with it, see what you think.
Cool, okay.
All right, Mars. Good luck, mate.
Right. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
I was calling him Miles.
Yeah,
it was Marwan. Oh, he's gone now anyway.
It was going so well.
It was. It was Miles we were speaking to originally. Too many M's. That was Marwan Elgamal. He's queuing
That's
for the 3DS.
That's dedication, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's 25 hours, not 23.
Eh?
He's going to be there for 25 hours.
Really? It was
no,
one in the morning.
Oh, I thought he was there at 11.
Oh, dear me.
Shame.
Okay. Well, there we go.
25 hours
Do you
in
think,
my day.
Like, people who queue up for gadgets like that,
yeah,
it's not... It's not really necessary, is it? So it's more that people queue up because it's exciting to queue up.
There's a cachet for being first.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you meet other people who are as obsessed as you are.
Yeah, yeah. I can actually understand that
and the,
much
the
more
whole,
than...
You know, the Marwin thing, he's auctioning one off. That's,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
good.
No, that was Miles.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that was Miles. Miles is auctioning one off.
Yeah, he is.
Marwin's just keeping his.
Yeah, no, that's eighth, very
if you were eighth
laudable.
In the queue, would you give it? Would you go, well, I'm not first, I'm eighth, so I might as well be like 200.
But then sometimes the PR people, you know, like the PS2 launch, what, they got all got tellies, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I think that there's sometimes other
you
inducements
goodies,
to queuing.
Sometimes, you know, and for the Nokia launches, they gave away like tickets to that Spanish...
What, to the two people at the Nokia
queue? No, it's a little... Well, that was about 10. Anyway, so there we go. A little our little whip round the queues, but there is plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Ninty has confirmed you'll always be able to play 3DS games with the 3D turned off, so good news for those with monocular vision. Look it up. Come to think of it, that would just make it the S, wouldn't it?
And while glasses-free 3D may have arrived on handheld devices, it looks like it'll be a long wait before we get anything similar in the home. Despite showing off a number of glasses-free 3D TV prototypes, Samsung told Slash Gear making it good enough for people's homes within the next 10 years will be difficult.
Apple's rather graciously confirmed the prices for the iPad 2. The good news is it's a price cut for the base 16GB Wi-Fi model. Now $399 with prices continuing all the way up to a hefty $659 for the 64GB Wi-Fi plus 3G edition.
Good news, too, for fans of the iPod Classic. Apple has said it has no plans to kill off the old-school music spinner. That's after Steve Jobs was forced to respond to a customer query after rampant speculation about the device's future.
A US judge has killed off Google's plans for a huge online library filled with scanned copies of millions of books. Judge Denny Chin said Google's book plans went too far, saying a deal between authors, publishers and Google over the publication of material was not valid.
And Mozilla has launched its new Firefox browser, notching up over 13 million downloads worldwide in just 2 days. It boasts improved page load times and a 6x speed increase. Germany has the most users. UK is fourth.
I'm okay to be fourth behind Germany on that one.
Yeah, I'm not too bad on that queue.
That's not so bad, yeah.
It's
fine. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM.
Android at Night, who's also Clockwork Boomerang.
Is that his real name?
I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
Figure that one out. Talking about, what are they talking about? I would put in order today if a UK version of the Evo 3D was released.
Ah, yeah,
the new HTC.
HTC. Yeah.
Evo 3D.
The copying, well, copying or just hot on the heels of LG.
LG Optimus.
Coming out with a 3D phone, glasses free 3D phone.
It looks good. It looks quite big, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We had the 3D LG phone in the office the other week, and it was barely working.
Yeah, but I think that was
really
a prototype.
I played with it at Mobile Congress, it was all right. Anyway, Rui.
Yeah, you've been impressed by news that Spotify has unveiled plans to broadcast live music gigs starting next month. Jenny L. Williams says, amazing. Terry Two Phones, also known as Terry Reeves. That's the first proper bit of news you've had on Twitter this week.
Wow. James747James, also known as James, got in touch to say, big interview tomorrow, so should get to bed. But I must listen to the T3 podcast first. James, if you have a big interview, you can. The beauty of the T3 podcast is you can listen to it whenever you want. You could have waited till after the interview. And in fact, the next day, nervous now, half an hour till my interview. That's because you were up listening to the T3 podcast when you should have been in bed. Afterwards, okay, how do we think it went?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was an intense interview. That's because you were listening to the T3 podcast and not preparing for your interview.
I don't know if he quoted anything from the T3 podcast in his interview.
Maybe it was relevant. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Maybe I'm being harsh. Anyway, he says, I find out next week if I get the job. Fingers crossed, everyone.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're crossing our fingers, James.
I hope he wasn't trying to listen to us so he could go to sleep. That was almost what I inferred from that.
I see what you mean. Yeah, okay. Well, let us know, James. Let us know how you got on. Anyway... What we got wrong on the T3 podcast last week. You know, this was meant to be one of those features that you just do every now and then, you know, if things
what
crop up.
What we got wrong.
But
did we get something wrong again last week?
Well, last week we were asked this. What time in the morning do the Apple stores open for the launch of the iPad 2 next Friday?
7:30.
That's a guess. Actually, I know in the States... They opened. They opened in the evening.
Yeah, yeah, 5
afternoon. It was like 5 or 5:30. So yeah. It may not be a morning opening.
But I think they usually they're around 10.
Okay,
somewhere between midnight and midnight the following day.
So that's
7:30,
followed by 5 or 5:30, and finally.
Usually they're around 10. Okay, so you were right, Dan.
Well, actually,
you meant AM, didn't you?
No, I meant PM. Oh. But it's Ree who gave me the. If you notice, in the middle of it, Ree says 5 because I was vaguely aware that it was late. That was all I was stabbing.
So
when Ree said 5,
right.
I kind of popped in my head and I was like, "Ah, oh, yes, between 5 and 5:30."
Fair enough.
So I was right, and then I questioned myself.
And then
said
you,
10.
Yeah, then you rolled back and went with 10.
There was another thing as well, actually.
Oh, there probably was.
Which was, it's more of a difference of opinion, but whether Ian Lee is or is not a streak of piss.
Oh, yeah. So
that came up on the
I didn't even know we'd mentioned him, but someone was being very complimentary about the podcast, but didn't like that.
I don't really. What did you say? I remember saying that he was a streak of piss, but I was quite drunk because I'd been at the BAFTA Awards the following day and then had a few refreshers at lunchtime.
That's your excuse.
But I mean, to be fair, he built his entire career on making snidey remarks about people and having a go at the most sort of obvious targets that he could in his humour. So I'm sure he would take it in the spirit
I'm sure
he
would.
Intended.
Yeah. We did get some nice feedback. Who was it from? Twas from...
we're going to get it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Here we are. Dale Townsend. Love the new podcast segment. Thanks, Dale. This is for you. What we got wrong on the T3 podcast last week. So that was what we got wrong last week. I'm sure there's nothing at all this week, apart from all his names, of course, that I got wrong.
Oh, I think we don't have to resurrect that segment just for that.
Anyway, what have we got for our gadget of the week? Well, it could be any one of two things, and since one of them was last week.
Yeah. Actually, I double whammied you last week.
You did. So it is the
3DS.
Hey!
Ooh, you haven't seen it yet.
You know what? Despite all this, all the... I still haven't actually held one. So there we go.
Yeah. I guess a while getting used to, and you do feel a bit motion sickness when you start playing with it.
There we are. Yeah, eyes have clicked in there.
It gets better.
I didn't find motion sickness. I found more like my eyes started to feel quite odd. Not exactly sore, but almost like... slightly like they were being sucked out of my head. I don't want to overstate it.
That's nice, actually. I think I've got good 3D vision. I always seem to do well with these. I could always do those weird magic eye pictures.
Oh, I can never do them. But yeah, it's good.
It's nice.
The 3D effect is good. It's better than I expected it to be.
It's good. It does feel very similar to the LG, actually.
But the best bit are these AR cards that you get with it. They are phenomenal.
What do they do?
So basically what you do is you get six.
Oh, with a... augmented reality cards.
You get six of them when you buy the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in the what we got wrong in the podcast. I think you get six. and you just shoot the camera and then it just transforms the card into a game that you can play. And it's awesome.
Yeah. I think one of the best things about the 3DS could be the AR stuff. If somebody actually makes
It'll be the first time that it's really really, because I've seen demos and all sorts, but actual functioning
at the moment
on-sale
it's
stuff.
The only game on there is sort of
Street Fighter.
You scan or photograph your own and other people's faces, and then you can shoot yourself and other people in the face in your actual surroundings.
That's
an AR type thing.
That's good. Excellent. Okay, well, thank you, Ree. And, of course, you can now get hold of... What was the cheapest? Did we ever find...
Asda?
Was it Asda?
Because I think they're opening at midnight, Asda. So
Excellent.
You can queue up in Asda.
There we are. Now, you may be getting your paws on a shiny new 3DS or an iPad 2 today, but don't for one minute think these are groundbreaking devices. Oh, no. Back in the 90s, the cool kids were 3D gaming well before the DS got a look in, and Apple was busy starting a revolution in pen computing. What do I speak of? Why, the Nintendo Virtual Boy and Apple Newton, of course. Do you remember either of these?
Yeah. No, I do, vividly.
I remember the Nintendo Virtual Boy.
You remember that? You don't remember the Newton? No. That's interesting. What, you remember both of these?
The Newton only vaguely. I mean, that seemed to be
The Newton is
one of Apple's kind of like, this is never going to catch on. Like, why would you want it? Because it was, I mean, the iPad's a very nice thing. And the Newton at the time was quite impressive, but it was very Star Trek.
Okay, well, this is going back to 1993. This is a video for the Newton. It's nice music.
It's Apple-y music, isn't it?
You can see the origins.
Newton's about a lot of things.
Oh, what's it about?
I think the part that excites me the most
has to do with helping people keep in touch.
The idea behind Newton is that it's an assistant, something that actively helps you as you capture, organize, and communicate your ideas and information.
The possibilities are just limitless.
It's exactly like the iPad 2.
That is a bit similar, isn't it?
They'd established their way of doing advertising at that point.
You see, So that was in 1993, the main thing was handwriting recognition, isn't it? But they had all this stuff where if you highlighted a name, so you could write a name, then highlight it, then tap on the fax button, and it would prepare a cover sheet with that person's name in the fax. And
that's why I don't remember it. I think I was 9 when that
came out. Well, there is that.
I mean, at the time, it just seemed like a hideously oversized kind of Scion organizer.
It was
basically
clever, though. But in terms of you could get a Scion that would do most of what you wanted it to do.
I know,
and
it was simpler. It was black and white, wasn't it? The Newton. Green screen type thing.
So too,
ahead of its time in some ways.
Yeah. So too, something else that was ahead of its time: the Nintendo Virtual Boy. This is 1995. Okay, this is the advert for the Virtual Boy.
Enter the unique world of virtual gameplay with Nintendo Virtual Boy, the first three-dimensional stereo immersive 32-bit video game system ever.
I think it's safe to say Nintendo had nailed their advertising in 1995. Do you remember what it looked like?
Yeah, I do. It was like a pair of sort of futuristic binoculars, which it actually came on a little tiny tripod.
Yep.
But not a tripod big enough that it was really any use. It was more for leveling it than for standing it on. So you'd have to find a... Because obviously you had to be at eye level, so you either had to be sat down and kind of squatting to look into it.
Because you had to hold a controller, you couldn't hold the thing.
Yeah, you had to kind of put it, I don't know, like on a bar table and then a pile of books, so it actually was at standing eye level. But that was only the beginning of the problem, because, I mean, famously, I don't know that it was quite as bad as people said. Like, people said it gave them literally migraines, horrible, horrible kind of headaches, made their eyes go weird, you know. But it wasn't as bad as that, I didn't think, but it was unpleasant.
Yes.
It has to be said. It was disorientating. It was kind of... It was like wireframe graphics, so it was very Tron-like, but not really in a good way. And, it wasn't hard to see why it didn't catch on.
Yeah. Well, if you're curious, you can look that up on YouTube. It's you can get... They're selling for about 60, 70 quid on eBay.
I'm surprised they're not selling for more, because it was so unsuccessful, they must be in quite short supply. And the story of it is quite funny, and it is... It's such a culty item.
That,
I'm surprised it didn't sell for
more. I think in the UK they were, but there was about 750,000 sold, which is...
In the entire world?
Yeah, it was actually quite good going.
Really?
Really.
I mean shipped, not sold.
I made that number up, of course. Anyway, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest, or latex, as I've written here. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.